You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
This is Money with Steve Carter.
I'm here to talk about money and maybe even how to make money. Want to know more about money? Join me right now.
This is Money, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
Money.
Money.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with money. I'm Steve Carter, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Today, On the Move with Shai Lewis. She is a featured guest. She will be with us for several shows during the fall. Shai, she's a model, singer, songwriter, independent label owner. She manages six artists, including herself. She's been cast in videos. She's been selected to First Lady of Exclusive Fashion and Furs for the face of Polo, the Fur King's newest endeavors. If you were with us before our last show, On the Move with Shai Lewis, you got a chance to see what kind of heart she has and what she's doing. And we just, all of us were really blessed, and we're blessed to have her again today. It's going to be an ongoing series. It's called On the Move with Shai Lewis. And we're just terribly happy to have her. And, you know, one thing we're going to be talking about today is what factors are needed in order to succeed in the music industry? What should you be doing to ensure you hit your aims and objectives? That's what we're going to be talking about today. And Shai is going to bring us some real good insight because she's out there. She's paid her dues and she's managing. She understands and she wants to give back. But first, let's listen to a little bit of Shai.
Hi.
Was only 12 when she had to live with her sister, cause her mama went to jail for the homicide of the mister. It's the last resort. She was traumatized from the picture she visioned.
Hello, Shai, and gotta keep hustling. That was Shai Lewis featured with Marka Mass. And Shai, how are you doing today?
I am doing very well today, Steve. How are you?
Oh, it was wonderful hearing you in the backgrounds there. He had you featured. Tell us a little bit about, was it Marka Mass? And tell us a little bit about You Gotta Keep Hustling. Tell us a little bit about that song.
It was really nice to hear that. Thank you, Steve. I was kind of jamming in the background. Thank you. Yes, that's actually my partner slash artist, Marka Mass, and that was one of his track called Keep Hustling that he featured me on, and that was a lot of fun to do. That song is actually a couple of years old, so that kind of goes to show you how long we've been, you know, in the studio trying to build up this library of music that we'll be planning to put out really soon.
Yeah, we almost forgot to come back to you. The song was so good. You know, we had to say, hey, let's get back to our special guest. That's right. And you know, it was an appropriate song, you know, because today's topic is, it's all about what will it take to make it in the music industry, and we're fortunate to have you with us. And you know, got to keep hustling. You know, that was just an appropriate song for us to play, and particularly, you know, with you in the background there. And so I hope we did justice in all of our audience listening to it. You know, one thing that we're happy to have you back, and I know that one thing that's part of your heart is, you know, what does it take to make it in the music industry? And there's lots of different things, you know, for example, believing in yourself and understanding the business of the music industry. And you know, once you get there, how do you invest yourself? And what are the certain tools? And so there's quite a few topics that we're going to be discussing today and even ongoing in our next shows as well. And I know this was pretty important to you, and I know you want to share with your audience. listening audience today, because you know you do manage artists, and it's something that you do. You do coach, and you do manage, and you write. And so, as I know, it's part of your heart to let people know what's really there and how to get there. And so, what's one of the first subjects you'd like to discuss today?
Well, one of the things that probably the first thing I'd like to sort of elaborate upon is this whole idea of investing in yourself and what that entails. And to me, the very first point that I would bring up is investing in yourself also turns into believing in yourself. So I would love to spend a few minutes there and then, you know, sort of move on to, you have to have that belief in yourself and that confidence in order to move forward to the tools and some of the other things you mentioned earlier, Steve. So that's where I'd love to start.
You know, whether it's music or whether you have a, you know, any type of professional career, whether it's, you know, in the corporate world, you know, I guess one of the keys is believing in yourself, you know, even in a personal level, everything that you do. You know, it sounds simple, but it really isn't. And I know that, you know, the person who has talent, you know, a lot of times they have talent, but maybe they're not, you know, letting other people hear that talent. They're not sharing it, or they're around the wrong people. And so a lot of us get hindered in terms of just believing in ourselves. And you say, well, what does that have to do with money? Well, people who are doing well, people who have good lifestyles, it all centers from some place, and part of that is believing in yourself. And I know that's important for you to talk about. Why do you say that? Because I know you want to share with us about believing in yourself. Why is that so important to you to share with us?
Well, one of the main reasons why it's so important to me is kind of because it's close to my heart and what I've had to endure, encounter, that sort of thing, coming up trying to make it in the music business and in the entertainment business on a whole. I've always had, you know, the people inside my home. As I said before, I've always had my mom behind me and that sort of thing. Although she believed in me, my mother didn't have the tools, so to speak, which we'll be talking about later, to actually know what to do to develop those God-given talents that I had. So even in my mother believing in me in the beginning of this thing, once I realized I had these talents, I had to find it in God even to know that these are the gifts that he gave me, regardless of who doesn't understand it. I believe what I have. I believe that what God has for me is for me, and I'm going to go out and get it. So it's really close to my heart that most of us who are on the independent level, or even if you're a part of a conglomerate, you have to have that basic confidence and that basic belief in yourself. It's so, so important for you to get into and through such a tough business like this, Steve.
Now, as you, you know, you're a veteran. You've been out there, you know, last show we talked about, you were singing, you said three, but your sister came on and told us that you've been singing since 2.5. And that's not unusual for people with talent, prodigies. You know, it comes as a natural talent. And you know, did you have to go through a period where you had to say, you know, I believe in myself, and I can't listen to what others are saying, and I gotta make it. You know, I gotta make it and find out what I have to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why it's so close to my heart, and it's one of the reasons why I like to work with young artists, so that I can help with that part of it as well, that part of the development of an artist, of a person, of someone that will have longevity in the entertainment business, so they can learn those things and have that kind of stability and that kind of confidence and belief around them to keep moving. It's a really tough business, so it's one of the reasons, one of the things I basically pride my own label upon is instilling those things. If it wasn't already there, I'm definitely going to make sure I'm stuffing it in there every day. You are who God says you are. And I'm making sure any artist that I work with alongside them, managing them, that's one of the first things, because it's one of the first things that I had to work through. So I want to make sure anybody that I work with starts out with that basic thing to have inside of them in order to make it in this business.
Now, you know, in terms of the music industry or the entertainment industry, and right now we'll just, you know, keep it with the music at this point. I'm not a singer. I don't know what it's like to be in your shoes. You know, you're a recording artist. You're working on your own label. You have your own label. You coach and you have artists behind you as well. I don't know what that feels like, but tell us, you know, in terms of, you know, sometimes somebody's going to approach you and they think they have that talent, because first and foremost, you have to have the talent. And so that's the number one thing. What do you say about that?
Well, absolutely. That's kind of something that happens every day in this business. If someone knows that you have a label or this is the kind of thing that you deal with and they're also involved or want to be involved, you do encounter that basically on a daily basis. But again, one of the first things that will make me want to make me interested in an artist working with them, for them, in whichever way, would be that confidence. That comes across before even the talent does. Before the mic comes on and before you sing, before you rap, your confidence and what you believe in yourself comes across first. So that will be the first thing that would make me say, okay, I can sort of feel this person walking in the room. They come with this confidence. And then we kind of go from there.
You know, believing in yourself, it's so important, because are there days that you know, like we heard that recording with you or at the very beginning, but I'm sure that wasn't the first cut. I'm sure you had to work through it. I'm sure you had to deal with criticisms and you may have had some ideas and your collaborator had to have some ideas, your producer and your writer. It doesn't just come just because you can sing, but there's also the other types of ways that you have to manage yourself.
Absolutely. Being able to work with others, being someone that people understand is the kind of person that's going to be open and not closed-minded, the creativity will flow. It's just a lot easier to work with somebody that is a team player. And in that particular track, it definitely was Marcus' track, and he let me know what he wanted it to sound like. But he actually had me go aside and write the hook. So I'm also the writer on that project as well. And he basically told me, you know, go with what you feel. And so in the studio, I went in, he played the track, I got to listen to where he was coming from, and it kind of flowed naturally. We have that kind of thing together where in the studio we're kind of like on, so it ended up working itself out and ended up being a great track.
Now, we're talking about this subject. It's not a easy subject, and we're trying to get people to understand it's not just believing in yourself. There's a lot of factors involved in making it in the music industry, and we're going to be talking about those as the show moves on, you know, such as, you know, knowing what the marketing's all about, or knowing what the industry is, and who you should talk to, and who you should get advice from. And these are things that it may sound, you know, intellectual at this point. It may sound like we're, you know, trying to school somebody, but these are realities. And who we have on the show today, Shai Lewis, deals with these realities on a day-to-day basis. You know, she is a recording artist, but, you know, Shai, tell us, you know, and perhaps, you know, there's some times where you thought that you had something going and somebody looked at you and said, no, you don't, and you had to fight through that yourself.
Well, that is something that's going to happen. I have dealt with that, and I do deal with it currently, because we're a pretty new outfit. We don't have, you know, a lot of things for us to go to as far as for the public to go to until now. Everyone's in the studio. Almost all of the projects are almost finished. I've had the opportunity to be in four different magazines. Just this past week, HFL magazine dropped. So there's a bunch of opportunities happening as we speak. One of the things that I've been doing is making sure that my artists are in a position to, things are happening just like this show, this opportunity that myself and my team have been able to actually get to know the audience to get to know me. I definitely need to be in a position where I have the ears, and I think that this show is one of the best opportunities for myself and my label. These are the kind of things that you need in order to build your brand and to move forward, and I'm hoping within the show, I'm hoping people are learning from me, and it's just going to keep it moving, as the show is called, On the Move with Shai Lewis.
Yeah, On the Move with Shai Lewis, and And Shai, as I was on my way to the studio, I was thinking about, you know, knowing that we were going to be talking about believing in yourself, and that's just so important, you know. So this is my live plug right now for in case you ever do this song, people know I helped create it. You know, it's not about you, it's about me, you know, that whole thing that we talked about.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you want to use that as a tagline for a song, please go ahead and write it. You know, so everyone, all of our know, you know, it's not about you, it's about me. And people need to know that. We want people to comfort us. We seek assurances from others. And you know, sometimes people, you know, the music industry, like, again, I'm not part of it, but you're bringing us, you know, your experience and your perspective and this very first part that we're talking about. And we'll get to the other, you know, other subjects later on in the show. But this here, believing in yourself, because others can really, you know, hold you down and in terms of, you know, not giving you assurances or support that you need. And not only that, but you also have to be motivated that you do have something to share. You know, speak to that a little bit.
Absolutely. The main part of believing in yourself and knowing that, again, I said what God has for you is for you. I had the talents that God gave me, I share. He tells me I'm supposed to share. So in these particular situations, I just feel as if God definitely drops talent and gifts us with talent to share with everyone else, and it's one of the things that I definitely want to do, whether it be writing, whether it be helping someone balance their checkbook even, because it's also in my background. But in this music business, you definitely want to find people, as one of my really good friends always says, Polo the Fur King, he tells me all the time, you have to try to associate with your people who are even smarter than you, people who have done those things that you haven't done, people that can help take you to the next level. Definitely have the confidence yourself in yourself, but know that you need to find those resources, those people, those opportunities that can help you brand yourself and actually make a name for yourself in the business.
Shai, stay right there. I want to introduce everybody to one of our shows, Melting Pot Blues. It's the legendary blues musician John Lee Hooker once said, "The blues tells a story. Every line of the blues has a meaning." Join host and veteran blues artist Sean Booker, damn it, for Melting Pot Blues, a radio show that shares the heartache and celebrates the joys of classic American blues. Each week, journey through the lives of the musical pioneers of the blues land and listen to the music that helps define a nation. Broadcast Saturdays on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And I want to ask if we can play a little bit more of that, what we heard at the very beginning of Shai on the Move with Shai Lewis and her song, you know, Got to Keep Hustling. We can just play a little bit of that for about 20 seconds. I want the audience to hear that again.
She was alone, he was on crack, he'd be in another zone. He would rape her, give her paper, so she didn't tell her so. He was in control, at 14 he had her on his stroll. While his sister on the pole, this man got her on the road, keeps it on the low, cause he already...
This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio and the home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the AM, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Stay right there, you gotta keep hustling. On the Move with Shai Lewis, up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The new TalkTainment Radio app to your Android, iPhone, or tablet. Now you can take us wherever you go, and it's free. Download today. The world's greatest radio, the way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. Food for thought.
I had to go a few days without hot water due to a natural gas leak in my home, and it started me to thinking about all the things many of us take for granted. It also brought to mind the millions of people in this world living without any running water. Forget about it being hot. So many people struggle to just survive every day, including some of our neighbors. And we complain about being inconvenienced when those things we take for granted are not available. I, for one, have decided to spend less energy complaining and more time and effort helping those lacking the things I take for granted. There are many agencies and organizations in need of assistance and donations to help others. For tips and resources on how to donate your time, money, or goods wisely to local, national, and international charities, visit the website CharityNavigator.org, your guide to intelligent giving.
That's another Food for Thought. To hear additional Food for Thought, stay tuned to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Attending career fairs is a great way to find job leads. You can meet potential employers and ask questions about their company. Just try not to get distracted by all the freebies. Keep your eyes on the real prize, and you might get a few interviews.
We're cracking down on Medicare fraud.
The health care law gives us powerful tools to fight it.
To investigate it.
Prosecute it.
And stop criminals.
Our senior Medicare patrol volunteers
are teaching seniors across the country
to stop, spot, and report fraud.
You can help.
Guard your Medicare card.
Don't give out your card number over the phone.
Call to report any suspected fraud.
We're cracking down on Medicare fraud.
Let's make Medicare stronger for all of us.
Did you know that people born from 1945 through 1965 have the highest rates of hepatitis C, but most don't know they're infected? People can live for decades without symptoms, but over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems. If you were born during these years, the CDC now recommends that you get a blood test for hepatitis C. So talk to your doctor and find out if you have hepatitis C. It could save your life. No more.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Steve Carter on Money. We have On the Move with Shai Lewis. You may join in on this conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766. Let's hear a little bit more of Shai Lewis and You Knew. So I think we're trying to pull up You Knew, and it'll be here in a moment, so they'll let us know. Shai, how are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah.
All right. Everybody was excited about You Knew, and we're getting ready to have that pulled up soon. But Shai, we were talking about, before we went away, we were talking about believing in yourself. And in terms of one of the factors that you need to make it in this music industry. And so, you know, we do have somebody that... you know, with us that would like to ask you a question. We have a special visitor and got excited about who you are, and he's going to ask you a few questions in terms of where we've been in terms of the show so far.
Okay.
How you doing, Shai? This is Brandon Steele. Can you hear me?
Can you hear our guest?
Not really, Steve.
No, that's quite all right. And we'll bring our guest. We had some problems, but that's okay. And we're going to keep moving. And Shai, we were dealing with... you know, believing in yourself, and what's one of the, you know, topics that you like to, you know, bring forth, you know, coming now as we want to talk to our audience?
One of the things that I thought we could move on and speak about concerning this believing in yourself and investing in yourself is the tools that are needed to go along with those ideas and those concepts. I think that's a good way to go at this point, Steve. What do you think?
I want you to, you know, explain that just a little bit more.
Okay. Well, when I say tools, I mean, once you've gotten to the point where you've mastered believing in yourself, where you've gotten to the point where you have the confidence and you know you have something that the public will be interested in and will jump on, you need now the tools in order to get to that big goal. You have your big picture. You have to have the tools to take the little steps to get you to the big piece of the pie, is how I always say it. So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about is what are those tools?
So give us an example of a tool.
One of the things that I would say would be it's one of the tools that you need to invest in yourself in this business, especially the music portion of this business, would be a website. A good friend of mine told me just the other day that he wishes he had some of these opportunities and these resources available to him, you know, some years back when he was getting started, so that, you know, it seems to be a lot easier. You have a wider audience. You're able to a huge reach. The world is at your fingertips when it comes to the internet. So one of the tools that I believe you need to have, especially when it comes to breaking into the music business, is that internet, the website. Some place where somebody can click the finger and they find you, they can hear you, they can listen to you, they can see you. So for me, one of the first tools, the internet, website.
Now, is the, you know, you've been doing this for quite some time. Has the internet changed things for aspiring artists who want to get into the music industry? Is this, you know, the whole social media, has that changed, and is that really important now?
It absolutely has. It has changed, in my personal opinion, in a great way, in a positive way, and not only in a great way, but as far as quality, but quantity, in a great way, because we are now able to not just market to the reach that our 2 feet can take us to. I can't, you know, just around the corner or just to my neighborhood or just in my state even. I now have the opportunity to have the world listen to me. So it's one of the things that has made breaking into this business actually easier, so to speak, for an artist to actually reach the ears of different audiences. Back in the day, when we didn't have these sort of things, it would be the record label, and it would be the managers, and it would be those people who made the decisions and who said who was going to listen to you and that sort of thing. Now you kind of have the control over who listens and who sees. So definitely the internet changed things, but for me, it changed it for the better.
Let's hear a little bit more of Shy Lewis, and this is You Know. You Know. Shy, I'm telling you, it's hard to come back to the show here. I'm trying to tell you, you know. Tell us a little bit about You Knew and how that came together. And I guess that's again with Marka Mass, right?
With Marka, yes. Again, that same project. We were so fired up with that particular project. It was one of the first times that we really knew that we had that kind of flow together. So we did about 4 or 5 different tracks that just ended up being our favorite tracks even until now. Marka Mass, he goes by both names. He is amazing when it comes to, you know, his flow and his cadence when he's rapping. Together, he and I just kind of go there when we're in the studio. So it's nice to hear. I actually haven't heard that track in a while. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, you know, in terms of you being a songwriter, both those two songs that we've heard, some samples of you so far, it seems like it's just everyday language, you know, and something you can relate to, and so tell us, you know, walk us a little bit through the lyrics and how it felt when you singing that.
Well, that particular song, what I'm explaining, what I'm talking about is being given all these promises. You know, Steve, someone promising you promises and only bringing you crackers is basically what I'm speaking about in that song. He promised me a bunch of things. You know, you knew I needed this. You knew I wanted this. We talked about this, but yet you're still doing what you're doing is where I was coming from in that track.
Well, that's wonderful. We do appreciate, you know, and the one thing that we want to let everybody know that You are a featured guest with us, not only now, but we're going to have you on because this is a series about the music industry and what are some of the factors in terms of the music industry. Also, later on, we're going to be talking about the modeling industry as well, because you're in the modeling industry and you're starting to be being featured as a writer, reviewer. And so On the Move is only appropriate because, you have something to share with people from different areas and in your insight in general. So we do appreciate that. And now I know we do have a question for you at this point.
Okay.
Yes, Shai, how you doing? This is Brandon Steele.
Hello, how are you? I'm well.
Thanks. I'm fabulous. Fabulous. You have a beautiful voice. Let me just say that first of all.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I was listening. You were talking about yourself and investing in yourself and the tools that people need for success. And like you said, the internet has changed with like the MySpace and Facebook and things of that nature. Here in Columbus, there is a very big independent culture of independent artists that are trying to come up. How important would you say it is for people to either break out of that market and move to, say, a bigger market like New York, near where you are, or Atlanta, or try and stay in those smaller markets and still try and come up? How much harder is it to try and get out? Because I see all those local artists struggling to try and break out of that, that local small Columbus market.
Absolutely. I can relate to that totally because of the area I do come from. I come from Boston. This area is not very known for having a lot of resources when it comes to music. None of the huge shows come here. There's no labels here, not the bigger labels. There's smaller labels like myself. But definitely, I would say it's actually one of the things, I'm glad you asked that question, Brandon, because I actually am doing exactly that. I am moving out of Boston, Massachusetts to Orlando, Florida, where the market is a little bigger for me and for what I'm trying to share with the world. So definitely, I've dealt with it myself, being from the area that I'm from. I definitely link up with the independent artists and the artists that are local, but I do believe if you're trying to make a bigger name for yourself and you're in one of those areas that are somewhat stifled, that's one of the things you must have the gall to do, is to believe in yourself and get up and go if that's what you really want. Absolutely, Brandon.
Yeah, Shai, stay right there. I want to take time out for one of our public service announcements. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD. That's 877-4DAD-411, or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. And I know we have Brandon was asking you that question. Brandon, I think you had a follow-up question for her.
Yes, definitely. Shai, so you said that you have decided to move out yourself to expand your own horizons outside of Boston. What made you choose Orlando as a market as opposed to L.A. or Chicago?
Well, to be absolutely honest, my mother is there.
That's a good reason. That's a very good reason.
That's honestly a huge reason my mother is there. But it's one of the things that I kind of wanted to do before I actually talked my mom into retiring there. But that's a big deal. I actually have some contacts going on down there in Orlando. I have the opportunity to be on yet another radio station, hip-hop radio. There are some open mics that are waiting for myself and my artists. There are a few different things as far as modeling is concerned that would be easier for me to be closer to Miami and those places. So definitely, it's something that works for me, is going to work for me. It's something that needs to happen for my team right now.
Now, Shai, we were, talking about some of the factors to, make a career, And I'm just going to ask you that question. What is making it? I mean, what is that? What's the definition of I've made it? Is it where you are just practicing your craft? Is it where you're getting paid to do what you do? Is that considered making it? Or, what do you consider, not necessarily for you, but just in general, what's success? Some people, I have somebody I know fairly well who sings with a band and they travel and she does pretty well. I don't know if, do you have to have a recording contract to really, feel like you've made it in the music business?
Well, actually, to answer that question, I think, in my opinion, it would be per person. It would be individualized. What I consider making it for myself may not be what you consider making it. So first off, you have to know your own goal. What is making it for you? Some of us making it is putting together a CD, let's say 13 tracks on it. You're able to get it out on the internet. You get some buzz. You're good with that. Depending on what level you see yourself, I think it's individualized. Success for me is being able to be heard. It's one of the things that's so important to me. If you're hearing me, I'm successful. I've been singing since a child, so of course we all want the dollar sign. We all want the monetary gain that happens in this business. We all want to live comfortably and well off. But most important to me is, again, being heard and being able to share my talent with the world.
So that's a real good answer. You know, in order to make it, you got to be heard. And I'm glad you said that. That's a nice perspective that you put in there. And we were talking about tools. You know, first we talked about you got to believe in yourself, and then two, you need to understand what tools are out there that's going to help you get heard. And there are people who are doing really well. I know now. You know, when I hear about various artists and I hear something, I go straight to the internet. And so, you're saying, you know, having that web presence and understanding that web presence is important. Now, a person who has that kind of talent may not know how to navigate the web or the internet, so it's important to find somebody like to help you out and to work with you.
Absolutely. And nowadays, there is so many resources that are right there, again, on the internet. It's not always easy to find people that can help you with that sort of thing. If you don't really know a lot about the computer and how to navigate in those areas, it depends on your budget as well. If you have a decent budget when it comes to this, somebody that you can hire to sit down with you and you can say, this is exactly how I want it to look, and they have it for you. But there are resources out there that are great for people starting from the beginning, where you can create your own website for free, and it'll cost you as low as $14 a month to have them host it for you. So there's so many different resources and opportunities to have a web presence nowadays.
Now, in terms of what it takes to, make it in the music industry, what are some other things in terms of, you're talking about the web. How have you used the web? How has it become helpful to you?
Well, I'm still learning on the move with Shai Lewis. I'm still learning. So I have definitely surrounded myself with friends who are teaching me the game, so to speak, and what moves that are smart to make, because they've been there and done that. But I am, as we speak, putting together my own website with a gentleman named David G. Duke, who's really talented at graphic design and that sort of thing. So I'm really happy to be able to work with someone like him to get my first website off the ground. I also use, as most of us do, we'll use Facebook. I will post, a track here and there. I definitely post pictures and of my team and of myself promoting the magazine and things like that. So I've used social media. I've definitely used the email. Doing email blasts is very important. Some of the people who are not these social site savvy people really deal with only email and the telephone and that sort of thing. I've used it in those different ways, but I'm learning as I go as well. And whatever resources are out there that are good for myself and my team, I am jumping on them.
Yeah, what we like to do is to play a little bit more of Shai Lewis, either one of those tracks, as we move towards, moving towards our break. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's our address. Listen live and participate. Call 1-877-932-9766. We broadcast locally and worldly around the clock. Check out the blogs and podcasts. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. Radio, the way it should be heard. Stay right there, on the move with Shai Lewis. Up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Especially when I mentioned you was in it for breaking
taking them all. Dressing new impressive, like a picture me taking it off. Guess I was aggressive, I ain't finna be taking a loss. Less of an impression if I'm sitting debating the cross. From the target, about the target. I'll admit it, I done did it, it came with a cost. Couldn't take a chance on missing out on the greatest of all. Had a cold heart, and she really can make it a fraud. She ain't even let me in the first night. Like some other girls let me in the first night. Told me she was worth more, gotta work for. What them jerks search for, they ain't really hurt tight. Merc light, gotta make a merc wife. I ain't tell her that I hustled, that it be the first strike. First strike. Told her I was working at a company for certain. When she figures out I'm lurking, that it be the first fight.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Oh, wait a minute. They told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone. TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Look out, automobiles. Here we come. Now that's radio. The world's greatest radio. Radio. The way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. Food for thought.
I had to go a few days without hot water due to a natural gas leak in my home, and it started me to thinking about all the things many of us take for granted. It also brought to mind the millions of people in this world living without any running water. Forget about it being hot. So many people struggle to just survive every day, including some of our neighbors. And we complain about being inconvenienced when those things we take for granted are not available. I, for one, have decided to spend less energy complaining and more time and effort helping those lacking the things I take for granted. There are many agencies and organizations in need of assistance and donations to help others. For tips and resources on how to donate your time, money, or goods wisely to local, national, and international charities, visit the website charitynavigator.org, your guide to intelligent giving.
That's another Food for Thought. To hear additional Food for Thought, stay tuned to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Steve Carter on Money. You may join in on this conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766. And we have On the Move with Shai Lewis. And Shai is a special reoccurring guest with us. And it's important that we have Shai with us because she is on the move. And Shai has a lot to talk about, and we could never do it in one show. We're going to have to do it over a multitude of shows, and we're going to have her with us from time to time. And, you know, she has experience working with artists, recording, teaching, singing professionally, and so we're glad to have her. And so the series we're working on with On the Move with Shai Lewis is to try to, you know, there's some aspiring artists out there who need to hear from people who are in the business, who are experienced in the business. And in the first part, we talked about, you know, what are some of the factors, you know, and we're going to continue this on our next show with Shai as well. What are some of the factors that you need to do in order to make it? And, you know, from Shai's perspective, the first thing is you have to believe in yourself. You have to be comfortable within yourself, and knowing that you have the talent, and knowing that you have the drive, and knowing that you can make it. And then she talked about a few, you know, we were talking about tools. We didn't talk about a lot of tools, but she talked about how the Internet has changed, and that the Internet is something that you have to embrace. You know, a lot of people in general, whether you're in the music industry or any type of business, you have to learn how to embrace the Internet and how the Internet has changed things. I know that, you know, people can share MP3s now just through email. You can send music through emails. You don't have to wait till somebody come to your site. You can send it out to people. People can listen to what you're doing. And I was just thinking, you know, for, you know, everybody that's listening, at some point in time, there's, you know, there is the Internet in cars. Not everybody has it yet, but that's where the future is going. You know, you're going to have the Internet and music playing, you know, in people's cars. And so that's a very important tool. And so we'll continue to talk about that. And Shai, you know, thank you for being with us, and we'd just like to have you continue on with some of the thoughts that you had in terms of, you know, some of the factors that will, you know, help a person make it in this business.
Okay. One of the other really, really important, it actually ties in with the tools. One of the tools is the website, the internet presence we talked about. Actually promoting yourself is major, absolutely major. Promotion. Again, I keep talking about this really good friend of mine, Bolo the Fur King, but I learned a lot from that guy. One of the things that we definitely need to do, regardless of what business we're trying to get in or that we're in, is constantly find different ways to promote ourselves. There definitely you should have some sort of a budget to put strictly towards promoting yourself. It's a major tool. Promotion is a major, major tool. I don't care how absolutely talented, blessed, and gifted you are. If no one can hear you or see you, then how blessed, gifted, and talented are you? So you definitely need to be promoting yourself, whether it be social media. We have Twitter, we have Facebook, we have MySpace. Again, I said having your own website, emails. There are these marketing firms that will only charge you $15 to do Twitter blast for you for a week. I mean, promotion, promotion, promotion. I can't say it enough, Steve.
Now, you know, it used to be, you know, none of us would tell our age, but it used to be where, you know, before the age of the internet, you had everything was over the air, and you had certain people who were controlling over the air, and if you weren't with those industries, now you couldn't make it. You know, they controlled what you made. But now what you're saying is if you have the talent, you know, there are some tools, and we just named one. We're just dealing with the internet, and if you understand some of the tools, then you can at least get heard. You can at least get marketing. You can at least, you know, go through that process. You know, not everybody understands, you know, those types of tools, marketing and internet, but they have a tremendous talent. You know, what do we say to them? What do we say to somebody? Because, you know, I have a good friend who, who I work with actually in business. And she has a beautiful voice. And I asked her, I said, well, you must sing in your choir or something. She says, no. And I couldn't believe it. But she just has this, you know, remarkable voice. But no one's ever told her that. You know, what do you say to people who, you know, who do have talent, but, you know, you're talking about certain tools, but, you know, how do we get them, you know, moving? How do we get them pushed? How do we push them into the right direction?
Well, I think shows like this would be one of the great things that we're doing to help people that are like that, so they can see that somebody who is pounding the pavement as we speak, they have some sort of a model. Again, as I've mentioned, there are a bunch of different websites that are actually free. If you don't have a computer in your own home, if you don't own a laptop, you can definitely go to the library and spend a couple hours. All you need is a library card, and those are usually free as well. And spend some time on the internet finding all of these free resources. So those people who have those great talents and they have the drive to do it, the resources are there. Even through a company that I know of called Vistaprint, they will actually do a website for you for free and host it for a couple of dollars a month, as I spoke about earlier. So even those people who feel like they might not have the tools, they might not have the resources, they're out there. They're definitely out there. They're available. And then there's people like me who have no problem with sitting down, mentoring, helping people out, sending them in the right direction and giving them those resources. It's really, really easy these days to have those resources at your fingertips, honestly.
Now, you know, the one thing in general, and we talk about this from a show in terms of money, when we try to talk about, you know, entrepreneurs and aspiring business people and so forth, you know, the importance of working with others, the importance of reaching out to others. You know, sometimes people, you know, as a society, we don't know how to work with others. And so, you know, here, you know, we played a couple of tracks that you're on, and, you know, you were in collaboration with Mark Amass, you know, and, you know, you two worked together and you came up with something that, you know, all of us in the studio were just, you know, were just in, you know, it was, you know, we're listening and having, enjoying hearing it. You know, what do you say to those who, you know, don't understand that having others around you and having other people who are assisting you that, you know, perhaps you can't make it all by yourself?
Well, Absolutely not. One of the things that my mother would say growing up to me is, and I'm sure most of us have heard this quote, this saying that it takes a village to raise a child. Well, we'd use that same principle here when it comes to business. It's going to take a bunch of tools, a bunch of resources, a bunch of people, a bunch of opportunities, a bunch of help to get to where you may want to get to in the music business. So you definitely have to open yourself up to meeting people. There are producers that have to be involved. If you're a singer but you can't produce your own music, you now have to reach out to producers who make beats or play instruments so that you can get the music that you hear in your heart and make it tangible. You're going to have to learn the things that come along with copywriting. So there's a bunch of different things that you're going to need to get you to that point, actually.
You know, this is the beginning of the whole series of, you know, what are some factors to make it in the business. And the one thing that I haven't mentioned, you know, we haven't talked about is there are some people who are just going to sing, you know, part-time or just, you know, they sing because they can. And there's those who want to make a career out of it. And so, you know, what do you say to those who are aspiring, you know, artists in the music industry, and they want to make a career? You know, how much tenacity do they need to have? And you know, does success mean, you know, they do get a record deal or they do get heard?
Well, I will start off by saying thick skin. This is not an easy business, especially when it comes to hip-hop music and rap artists. There are over 5 million rap artists trying to be heard, trying to make it, as we're putting it in words, trying to make it, although we've spoken about making it being different for different people. But as far as making it is concerned, it's definitely a need to be able to work with other people. You mentioned that earlier, Steve. Being able to be open to listen and learn is something that is definitely necessary in this business. One of the things that I have to pride myself on is being able to build relationships. Very, very, very important in any business, especially the music business. It's honestly a cutthroat business. So you have to absolutely have thick skin, again, absolutely believe in yourself, and just move toward those goals with that tenacity you spoke of, Steve.
You know, the industry, like I said, I'm not a singer, but, you know, do you have any examples where, you know, you knew somebody had everything it took, but, you know, some of the things that we're talking about, you know, the fact that they didn't want to work with somebody, the fact that they didn't believe in themselves, and you just saw where, you know, sometimes people say, you know, talent wasted.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's sad to say, but I've run across that in life, in meeting people, in being a singer, in trying to break into the modeling business as well. I've even had a time or two where I was lucky enough to have friends around me that, you know, would be there for me when I was feeling down, looking like things weren't going to happen for me. So again, the thick skin, you definitely have to have that. Working with other people, as you said, Steve, this is one of those things where that major, major part that we said earlier about believing in yourself. Everybody's not always going to believe in you. If let's say you want to be a singer and you're the only one in your household that believes you can sing, you are going to have to push and go outside of the household and get to those people who believe in you, because you need a team of people that believe in you along with your own self-belief.
Now, what does it feel like to be paid to sing? I mean, I know what it feels like to go to work and get paid, but what does it feel, you know, do you view being a professional singer as just, you know, some people say, you know, this is not work. When you're doing what you love, they don't consider it work.
Right. I agree with that. That commercial says something like that. If you're doing what you love, you never work a day in your life. So I agree with that. And I do love singing. I do love dancing. I do love modeling. I love fashion. I love all of that stuff. So you definitely have to have the love for it in order to keep it. One of the things that I wanted to definitely share before I was able to get off the air was this whole thing of being able to be open to each other. I have something that I can do or that I may have in my possession or in control that could help you, something that you have that can help me. I'm really big on washing each other's back. So it's one of the things that I implement and want to continue implementing when it comes to my label and my business. being able to be a home for the artist as well as the business side of it.
You know, we want to make sure we talk about where we're headed next. And one thing that's an exciting topic in terms of, you know, some of the factors that's going to make or break you in the industry. And that's, you know, once you, and we're going to be talking about more tools. One tool that we talked about today was, you know, the internet. And then we also talked in terms of the broader perspective in terms of, you know, helping your team and understanding marketing and reaching out to people who have certain tools and talents that can help you out. But, you know, the one thing that I'm looking forward to, and I just want you to speak on it a little bit in terms of, you know, what are your expectations? Once you believe in yourself and once you, you know, you develop a team and, you know, what are you expecting? What's your payoff? You know, hey, is it okay to be on stage? Is it okay to get paid? You know, what is your expectations? Because that's what's going to drive you. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, in full, I didn't answer your question in full just a moment ago. I've had a few opportunities to stay and do a few modeling jobs where I got paid. So I definitely was able to sort of experience both sides. And, of course, being able to get some money, actually, for doing something that you love, it felt great. But even being able to go out in front of an audience, one of my dreams, even, it may not seem big to the other person, but one of my dreams is to do one of those things like Diana Ross used to do and go find a jazz club, and it's just me and the piano. You know, they don't even have to pay me, but it's just one of the things that I would love to do before I'm out of here, you know, with my singing. So it's a little bit of both. Definitely the payoff. That's one of the things that we're looking for. It's the reason for the tools. It's the reason for investing in yourself. It's the reason for promotion. It's the reason for putting your music out. It's for that payoff. But I can say that I've had both, and both are just as gratifying. That's my opinion.
Yeah, you know, because a lot of times, you know, in what I do in terms of business coaching and talking with people and entrepreneurs is a lot of people don't see the end. You know, it's like, where's your dream? You know, and a lot of us want to be busy, but we don't have the dream. And so what do you say about those who are, you know, want a career in the music business about having that dream?
Well, I believe it depends on where they are as an artist. Are they a singer or a rapper who's been not necessarily in the business but doing it for a while and is pretty seasoned? That kind of depends, and especially in the music business. They're not very accepting of older artists, that sort of thing. So it's kind of the situation where you have to know where you stand. You have to know who you are, what you are as an artist, and know what your specific goal is. Sometimes you just have the love and the talent, and you're not even totally sure what your goal should be or how to go about it. Again, that goes along with getting yourself around people who know the business, who can teach you and show you what you're worth and what you might need to do to get to that value.
You know, Shy Talktainment is worldwide. You know that, right? You know, yeah. And so right now we got one of Shy Lewis's tracks on is being heard worldwide. We want to thank everybody for listening to Money today and On the Move with Shy Lewis. Shy is an inspiring professional artist that she wants to share some of her information and knowledge to everybody. And so we want to reach out to those aspiring artists, you know, who want to make it in the music world. And we want everybody to stay tuned in because Shy On the Move with Shy is going to come back. And we're going to be coming back next time, and we're going to be talking about investing in yourself, in your career, and what it takes to make it in the music industry. And so we also look forward to more tracks with Shy Lewis as well, and some of her artists. We're going to have them on. So we want to thank Shy for being on. We want you to listen. Not only now, but our podcast. You can follow Money Talk Live on Facebook or Money Talk Live on Twitter. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power. Radio, the way it should be heard.